This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We have a very special guest right now. Josh Hertzenberg joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And Josh has got an incredible backstory, and he's got an incredible job right now. He is working in the Korean Baseball League, which, of course, we are keeping a close eye on these days. Josh, good morning. Thank you for joining the program.
Good morning, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys?
We're doing well. I guess the bigger question is, how are you, and what is it like over there? Because your background, just to let people know, your background is that you were a college baseball player from New York. You got into the Dodgers organization as a scout, and then you ended up in the Korean baseball organization for the Lodi Giants. And you're now the pitching coordinator over there, where they have reintroduced baseball into the culture and they've gotten back on the field. How are you doing and how is that going?
I think all things considered, everything's okay. We're not playing real games yet, but we're scrimmaging amongst ourselves, and there's no lockdown of any sorts going on. Everybody's still kind of cautious with the virus, but everything, you know, like I said, all things considered, everything's been different, but okay.
You know, Josh, there's so many. I mean, listen, the most important thing is health and welfare and all that. But we are obviously a sports radio show anxious to see sports restart. And I think that's why everyone is keeping an eye on what's happening. First of all, and I know, I want to be careful about not looking like I'm insensitive to it. But as a pitching coach, how long does it take to get up and running to start playing baseball?
No, that's a good question. I think the beauty of our situation here is that we haven't had to fully shut down at any point. So we've kind of been able to string out our spring training processes a little longer than usual. With that being said, our guys have been throwing bullpens and facing each other. So it'll only take probably 2 or 3 weeks for us to get real full swing, and competing in games against other teams. You know, as for the States and everything that's going on with the big league teams, I'm sure that's going to kind of vary depending on the player. It's probably going to be kind of a difficult thing to navigate, but hopefully guys can figure it out and stay in communication and make it work.
So Josh, your boss with the Lodi Giants is the general manager, is Min Sung, who used to be an executive in the Cubs organization. And obviously throughout this process, I'm sure the communication within the organization was key and paramount in terms of figuring out what the next move was and what was, you know, how things were changing. And here in America, obviously everything is fluid from week to week, from day to day. It seems like the projections change. We could learn more about what is safe and what is healthy in regard to the return of sports. How did that process go for you guys going back to the beginning of it, and how much communication was required before you were able to get back on the field?
Yeah, good question. So we had our spring training in Adelaide, South Australia this year. I actually left, myself and a few other staff members left on February 15th to come back to Korea. A few days after that is really when everything started ramping up here, where like restaurants and shops and things really started shutting down. And at that point, it was really just daily communication, from Min, from everyone from the top down, letting us know what the plan is, keeping us in the loop. The government to the league, to the team is kind of in the hierarchy of communication. And really since then, it's kind of been taking it day by day, with regard to like our daily planning, our daily schedule, making sure everybody's safe. But the organization's done a really good job. We get our temperature taken every single time we step through the ballpark. We're constantly being, we're given masks every day, constantly, you know, using hand sanitizer, monitoring our health in all capacities. So really taking all precautions necessary and, you know, knock on wood, it's been successful so far. And hopefully, you know, with Min's leadership and everybody else, hopefully it continues.
And Josh, you know, we understand the nature of baseball. I mean, you look at the way outfielders line up, they're nowhere near each other. And certainly there's an element of that with the regular infield, the pitcher to the catcher. I mean, we talk about this stuff, but there are kind of bang-bang plays throughout the course of games. I mean, are people stealing bases still? Is there going to be close plays at home plate? Are there worries about any things like that?
Yeah, I think the gameplay has been pretty normal. We haven't had too many concerns with that. I think the really thing we've been focusing on a lot is the off-field things. You know, guys are obviously in close quarters in the clubhouse, interacting with a lot of different staff members throughout the day. And it's not like we live at the ballpark, right? We go home at night and we interact with our family and our friends outside of the ballpark. So I think the worry has been less about the on-field nature of things and more about what's going to happen off the field. And so we're really trying to be cautious, you know, don't touch your face as much as possible, or, you know, wear your mask when you're in public, just to try to, you know, maintain some sort of level of comfort and care in that regard. So, yeah, the gameplay, I mean, if you were to tune into the Lotte Giants games or any of the other KBO games, it's going to look pretty much like a normal baseball game, just without a crowd at this point.
We're talking with Josh Herzenberg, the pitching coordinator for the Lotte Giants of the Korean Baseball Organization, kind enough to join us this morning on Mully and Haw. And Josh, I guess here in the States, obviously, there's been some talk about how players might resist coming back, leaving their families, or maybe even just for fear of their safety and health. In terms of player involvement or our enthusiasm about returning to the sport without fans, but still getting their temperature taken, all the precautions, was there hesitation on behalf of the players to return?
No, at this point, no. I think everybody's, you know, like I said, the communication's been really good, and everybody wants to play. You know, everybody I speak with in the sport in the States, we want to play baseball. We want things to go back to normal. So there hasn't been too much resistance, you know, returning to play. I think guys are just, you know, cautious and understanding of the situation, and really trying to make sure that we do everything right to ensure that we all stay healthy. We had one player that had like a low grade fever probably 3 weeks ago. Decided to get himself tested for the virus, so everything was shut down for a day. We were quarantined in our apartments until about 5 p.m. that afternoon when the test results came back. He obviously tested negative, and so we were good to go. You know, so obviously him volunteering to go get tested, I think, was a testament to just kind of everyone's awareness of, like, the reality of the situation. But as soon as he got tested negative, everybody was pretty excited to, like, ramp back up and get back going at the park. So I think baseball has given us a little bit of a normalcy, you know, in a situation that's definitely not normal. And so the guys seem to kind of be embracing that and kind of trying to continue to work hard.
They're talking about if MLB gets going again, they're talking about an automated strike zone, because obviously the age of some umpires, that makes them more vulnerable, and the proximity they would have to the catcher. How is that working out? How are umpires lined up? Is it any different than it would normally be?
So they're not lined up any differently, but they are wearing masks and gloves throughout the entire game, all four umpires. So that's something that's a little bit different. You know, and obviously just human-to-human contact off the field, we're just trying to, you know, minimize as much as possible. So before and after the game, they kind of go to their locker room and get set up and kind of, you know, steer clear of everyone. But during gameplay specifically, the way they line up, the rotations and everything that go on with the umpires has been the same, you know, as it would be in a normal situation.
So, Josh, there's such fascination with what's going on in the KBO that ESPN is considering, you know, televising some games over there because people here are so desperate for live sports. And if you talk to some members of your former organization, the Dodgers, or if you talk to anybody back home and they ask you, okay, what lessons can be learned from MLB to apply to their return to the field and just everything, something that the KBO did that MLB should do and remember, how would you answer that?
Yeah, I think just what we discussed before in terms of the transparency and the communication and understanding that this definitely is not something we should take lightly. You know, when I first got back to Korea probably 2 months ago now, my initial reaction was that everything was kind of crazy from, you know, everything that was being implemented. And obviously my initial gut instinct was wrong. I mean, it's a lot more serious than I think we originally anticipated. So, you know, more precautions is always a good thing. You know, let's try to avoid human contact. Let's try to avoid doing things that might spread the virus. You know, let's be patient. I mean, I get it. We all really love sports. We want to watch sports. You know, it gives us sort of this reprieve from everything else in life. But at the same time, if we have to give up on the thing we love in the most normal way in the short term to continue to have it normal in the long term, I think that's a sacrifice that we should be able to make as a society. You know, just being smart and being listening to the experts, listen to the scientists that are doing the research, the epidemiologists that are continuing to put up studies, and really trying to work hard to, you know, minimize this and really try to contain everything as best as possible.
Okay, there's no fans, right? And I read somewhere that they're popping up, they're talking about robots or you know, cardboard cutouts. Like, what is it like without fans? How weird is it?
It's a little weird. Yeah. I mean, look, we have a stadium that's tens of thousands of seats, you know, similar to a big league park. And it's weird, like, being able to hear the crack of the bat echo. And it's weird to hear the chatter of the infielders. And, you know, the players do kind of thrive off the fan energy, especially here with Lotte. It's the fans. We have a really passionate fan base who really get behind the team a lot, you know, historically. So it's definitely a weird thing. You know, we're trying to keep the players upbeat and positive. And you know, a lot of the guys, you know, we try to remind them, you know, hey, when you're playing in middle school and high school, you probably didn't have a lot of fans in the stands, just like I did growing up. So, you know, we play because we want to compete. We play because it's fun. And, you know, we understand that there's fans watching at home, and hopefully they're tuning in and enjoying it. And, you know, hopefully eventually we can get back to normal where there are, you know, 30,000 screaming people around us. But for now, it's reality, and we just have to work hard to, you know, understand what's going on.
You're a New York native. You're the youngest foreign coach in the history of the KBO. You're there after, you know, being in the Dodgers organization. You got family over here, though. You're an American. You're from New York. How does your family feel about you being over there? You're with a good organization with the Lotte Giants, and obviously there's some professional advantages of being that. But have you had some, you know, misgivings about being over there while everything's going on here? How would you describe just your emotional response to the past several weeks?
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, no doubt about it. I speak to my family every day. You know, it's nighttime here, it's morning there, and vice versa. So it's tough. My mom actually was tested for the virus herself a few weeks ago out in New York. She had a low-grade fever, and she has a previous condition that makes her immunocompromised. And, you know, obviously, fortunately, she came back negative in her test. But it was concerning, you know, for a little while. You kind of stay up at night and wonder, you know, hey, what if something happens to my family or my friends, my loved ones, and I'm just not able to be there, even just to support them, you know? So it's definitely tough being 7,000 miles away, but at the same time, it's nothing that we can control. It's only something we can try to contain. And you know, we're all going through the same thing worldwide. So professionally speaking, like you mentioned, we are fortunate to all be here. And personally, just, you know, staying active, communicating with our families and our loved ones back at home, and letting them know that we're okay, and, you know, them letting them know that, letting us know that they're okay, has been really, you know, helpful in kind of easing the stress.
Well, listen, you know, Josh, we really appreciate you jumping on. It's fascinating to hear from you. We wish you the best, and stay safe. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And if anybody wants to tune into our games, our YouTube channel is Giants TV. We live broadcast all of our games. So if anybody wants to tune in from across the world and you'll watch some live baseball, you can find it on there.
That's great
stuff.
Thank
you. That's great. Yeah. And again, you know, the ratings are through the roof in Korea. I mean, everybody, he's absolutely, they got a ton of fans. They got the same here. Everybody's looking for something to watch. And as you say, ESPN actually contacted his team and now is talking with the league. So it's just fascinating stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if we can provide entertainment, that's obviously awesome. So anything we can do to help play, you know, people be a little happier is icing on the cake.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Josh.
Yep.
Take care.
Stay safe.
Thank you guys. Josh, appreciate the invite. Take care, guys.
Josh Herzenberg, over in South Korea. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah. His
stuff.
Boss 312. Is a former Cub executive. It's something to hear him talk about, just going through it and the lessons that he could, you know, that MLB is looking for, something that works, a model, right? Everyone's talking about these models. Well, they're executing it now in the Korean baseball organization.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.